Stand by for Space Cadet in 30 seconds.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
Yes, Kellogg's brings you the secret of a more delicious breakfast treat. It's new, it's wonderful. It's Kellogg's Raisin Bran, both fruit and cereal, all in one box. You get plump, tender raisins dipped in honeycomb, along with delicious, golden, crisp bran flakes. So try the new fruit and cereal combination. Get Kellogg's Raisin Bran, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And now, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch, invite you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As rolling rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
It is close to midnight when a lone figure in a trim uniform of a space cadet enters a dimly lit street shelter to wait for an air cab. The place is deserted, and as the young man settles himself on one of the benches, he looks at his watch anxiously. After a few moments, a small, ferret-faced man sidles in from the street and eyes the cadet furtively.
Oh, did you have a light, mate?
Huh? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Hey, you're from Space Academy, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Cadet Tom Corbett.
Yeah, I thought I recognized the uniform, but I always heard they were pretty strict about letting cadets out on the town.
Oh, I'm on a weekend leave.
Well, tell me something. You cadet fellas ever get out into space much?
Oh, sure. We go on cruises all the time.
You know, I'm a spaceman myself.
You are?
Uh-huh. Deep spacer. Been all the way to Sirius. Ever been that far, Corbett?
No, not yet.
Why don't you go in for a commercial flight and merchant ships? Pays good, and they need experienced hands. Need them bad.
I guess they do, but I want to stay at the Academy.
In the old days, if they needed a space hand for a voyage and they couldn't hire one, well, they just grab one.
You mean some of the ships actually shanghaied crew members?
Now and then, if a fella happened to have special qualifications like you have, mate.
Hey, what's up? Oh.
Well, mate, I hope they don't wait up for you at Space Academy, because you're going to be missing a long, long time.
Take it easy, lad. Take it easy.
Oh. Hey, where am I? And who are you?
I'm Jim Harris. You're aboard the Constellation.
The Constellation? Look, I don't know exactly what happened or how I got here, but I've got to get back to the Academy by midnight. Tonight, Sunday.
Sunday?
Oh, what's so funny?
Well, this is already Monday. It's 0700 Earth time.
07. But my leave, I've got to... Say, what happened to my uniform?
What uniform?
My Academy uniform. Don't you understand? I'm a space cadet.
Space cadet? Hey, you must have had a worse bump than I thought you had.
Stop stalling. I'm Tom Corbett of Space Academy. And I want to know who took my uniform and put me in these dungarees. And how did I get here?
Well, if I were you, son, I'd just relax and have a bite of breakfast. You've got work to do.
What are you talking about?
You're a member of this ship's crew. We blasted off last night and we're headed for deep space.
Great. Jumping Jupiter. I've been shanghaied.
That's right. And you might as well make up your mind to one thing. You ain't gonna see Space Academy for a long, long time.
There's action ahead for Tom Corbett, all right. You know, fellas and girls, an exciting adventure is apt to pop any minute around Space Academy. That's why a space cadet keeps himself supplied with quick energy food. So for morning chow at Space Academy, you can bet there's a box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes on every table.
That's right, all you future space cadets, boys and girls. Morning chow always means Kellogg's Corn Flakes time to us. And how we go for them here at Space Academy. The trick is to get to the table before that box is emptied. And you don't want to lose any time getting at those Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Let me tell you, they help you make a quick blast-off because Kellogg's Corn Flakes are quick energy food.
You heard what Astro had to say, so tomorrow morning and any morning, pour yourself a big bowl full of those golden sweet, crisp and tender flakes. You'll be helping yourself to more punch till lunch. More punch till lunch. More punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. As the rocket ship Constellation hurtles through the cold blackness of space away from Earth, Tom Corbett regains consciousness to find himself clad in space dungarees instead of his cadet's uniform, and learns from Harris, a crew member, that he has been shanghaied and that he is now bound for deep space. Now Tom angrily paces the deck of the crew's quarters.
Listen, Harris, who is the captain of this ship?
A fellow by the name of Pickering. You ever hear of him?
No.
You will.
By the rings of Saturn, he'll hear from me. I'm going to demand that this ship be put back to Earth and this man Dawson arrested.
Hey, now look, son, I feel sorry for you, and that's a fact. But you're in this now, and you won't find any way to get out.
What I will see.
Hey, listen, if there was a way out, don't you think I'd take it myself?
You mean you were shanghaied, too?
Yeah, more or less. Hey, watch it. This must be Dawson.
All right, you space rats. Turn to.
You, you're the guy.
What?
You're the one who shanghaied me.
What's the matter with this kid, Harris? Acceleration getting him?
Listen, Dawson, you're going to turn this ship back to Earth. You have no right to take me out.
Damp your tubes. Who do you think you're talking to? What's your name, anyhow?
You know my name. Tom Corbett. I'm a space cadet.
Is that right? Well, glad to meet you. My name's Commander Ockrath.
Now listen, Dawson.
You listen, mister. Your information. The papers you signed read George Stevenson, and that name's good enough for me. Now turn to and be quick about it.
I didn't sign any papers. Take me to the captain.
The captain?
Yes, I want to talk to the captain.
Oh, you do?
I've got a right to talk to him.
Hey, look, son, better let it ride.
Let him finish, Harris. He'll talk himself right into the brig.
We'll let the captain decide about that.
Okay, if you're so set on it, I'll take you up to the control deck right now.
That's more like it.
You can have your talk with Captain Pickering. Only don't say I didn't give you a fair warning.
Captain Pickering, Dawson committed a crime in bringing me aboard this ship. You've got to take me back.
Lad, I don't like space lawyers on my ship, and I don't like bellyachers either. Now stow the chatter and get below.
But I'm a space cadet. You've got to take me back.
This is insubordination, mister.
All I'm asking is that you let me contact Commander Arkwright at the Academy. He'll verify my story.
That's enough, Mr. Dawson. Take this man below and put him in the brig.
Yes, sir. Come on, you.
No, I'm not leaving the bridge until you let me call the Academy. I'm not going to be...
Maybe that'll show you who's running this ship. Now, Dawson, take him below and lock him up.
Commander Arkwright here.
Lieutenant Saunders reporting, sir.
Oh, yes, Saunders. Any word on Corbett yet?
No, sir, none.
12 hours over leave. Can't believe this of Corbett. He was always a most efficient cadet. But this is serious.
Yes, sir. Captain Strong has a request to make, sir.
What is it?
Cadets Astro and Manning, Corbett's roommates, are worried about his disappearance. They've asked permission to investigate.
What do they want to do?
They know their roommate's habits, sir. They're sure something happened to him, and they want to check on his activities. Captain Strong requests they be granted permission.
Very well. You may tell Strong they may be relieved of duty for the rest of the day.
Aye, aye, sir.
And you may also tell Captain Strong that when Corbett is found, he will be disciplined severely.
Who's there?
Oh, it's me, matey. I brought you some lunch.
Oh, well, thanks, Harris.
Are you feeling all right, Tom?
Yes, no thanks to the captain, though.
Listen, Harris, you said you'd give anything to get off this ship yourself.
Yeah, I would. But you can't buck Pickering and Dawson.
Oh, maybe we can. I got a look at the navigation chart when I was on the control deck. On our present course, we crossed the orbit of Venus.
That's no secret. We put in at Venusport for fuel and supplies before blasting off to deep space.
That's our answer, then. We'll be there in a few hours.
Sure, we'll be there. And you'll be here, locked in the brig the whole time.
Not if you'll help me.
Help you? How?
When we land at Venusport, watch your chance and slip open the bolts on that door. I'll get out and find the port commander.
Well, then what?
He'll arrest Pickering and Dawson. and the ship won't be given clearance to leave Venus.
Oh, I don't know. If they ever caught me...
As long as you have the run of the ship and keep quiet about it, we can't fail.
All right, Tom, I'll do it.
Good for you. Now take the tray back and act as though nothing has happened.
Yeah, right you are.
Just a minute, Harris.
Mr. Dawson.
Stay right where you are.
I was just going to take this tray back to the galley.
It can wait. You know, Harris, I didn't think you were so stupid.
Stupid, sir?
Didn't you think we'd have the brig rigged with a telecam?
Great galaxy, then you heard every word we said.
Yes, and saw you, too.
Oh, no.
So you were planning to jump ship, Mr. Harris.
No, he wasn't going to desert.
And he was going to help you, which is the same thing. So you two don't leave this brig until we've blasted off from Venus. After that, the captain will have plenty of time to figure out what kind of hooks to throw into you. And believe me, they'll be rough.
Well, Saunders, any report on Corbett yet?
Only one from Captain Strong, sir. He's checked the passenger and crew manifests of every ship that has blasted off since Sunday. Corbett's not on any of them.
Anything else?
Yes, sir. Cadets Manning and Astro request permission to continue their investigation on off-duty hours.
Very well. But I want Corbett's listing changed from Overleave to AWOL. Notify all Earth police to that effect at once. We've got to find him fast.
Give me a hand with this bunk, Harris.
What are you doing, Tom?
Trying to rip it away from the bulkhead. Come on.
Are you crazy? Dawson is probably watching every move we make.
Don't you think I know it? There. I'm getting it loose. Now, come on. Pull.
Okay.
There. And there's the telecam lens. I thought so.
Hey, what are you doing? Tom, you kicked it out.
Of course. Now he can't watch us.
You're out of your mind. That'll bring him running.
Maybe that's what I want him to do.
Those are the braking rockets. We're decelerating for the landing.
I know. Which means we've got to work fast. Once we take off from Venus, we might as well be dead.
I'd like to know what you expect to do locked in this brig.
We're not going to be locked in here long.
Oh, somebody's at the hatch. It's Dawson, I bet.
All right, you two. Stay back against the bulkhead.
You didn't lose any time getting here, did you, Dawson?
What's the idea of kicking out the telecam lens?
To make you come in here. I want to talk to you.
Real smart kid, aren't you? Well, I'm here. Talk.
How about a deal, Dawson?
A deal? Huh? What kind of a deal can you make?
When you shanghaied me, you were under Captain Pickering's orders, weren't you?
So what?
Just this. The Solar Guard will catch up with Pickering sooner or later. And when they do, you'll be as guilty as he is.
What are you driving at?
If you'll get us off this ship at Venusport, I'll recommend leniency with the Solar Guard. You helped us, so you might even get off scot-free.
Don't hand me that.
The kid's talking sense, Doc.
There's no risk for you, because even if the idea doesn't work, we won't give you away.
Well, how am I supposed to spring you loose?
All you have to do is leave this hatch unlocked when we land on Venus. We'll do the rest.
What's in this for me?
I just told you. It's your chance to get out from under the captain's thumb. You'll be a free man again, Dawson.
Oh, no. I won't stick my neck up unless you make it worth my while.
All right. Maybe this will change your mind.
Huh? Your watch?
It's not an ordinary watch. It's platinum. Worth a lot of money. If you help us, it's yours.
Give it here.
Hey, wait, Tom. Not until he promises.
I said hand it over.
All right. Here.
Yeah, not a bad watch at that. Thanks, mate.
I'll hear this. Approaching Venusport. All hands to landing stations. All hands to landing stations. On the double.
Hey, I gotta go topside.
Wait, Dawson. Will you help us?
I'll think it over.
What did I tell you, Tom? We've been on the ground for over 3 hours now.
How much longer before we blast off again, Harris?
15 minutes.
Well, there's still time. Dawson may come back.
Not him. He tricked you.
If I could only contact the port commander.
Well, shaking that hatch won't do you any good.
Jumping Jupiter. Harris, come here.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Look, this hatch isn't bolted.
Well, I'll be...
Dawson kept his word.
What? I sure had that guy pegged wrong.
Now, which way is the auxiliary airlock?
Down the companionway and to the left.
Well, then come on. With any kind of break, we'll be off this ship in 2 minutes.
Go ahead, Tom. Nobody spotted us. They're all busy with the loading.
Easy, Harris. Stay behind the stabilizer until we're sure of our bearings.
This blasted Venus mist. You can't see a thing.
Just as well. Then no one can see us. The administration tower ought to be south of here. Come on.
Hey, you better cut over this way, Tom. There'll be guards at the landing tower.
Right.
All right, you two. Over, I'll shoot.
It's Dawson.
Turn around and get your hands up.
He double-crossed us, the dirty space rat.
If you didn't have that gun, Dawson, I'd knock your ears off.
No, your deserter's caught red-handed jumping ship. I've got every right to blast you. I think I will.
Looks like somebody got some big ideas today. And fellas and girls, here's another big idea. Give Mom the surprise of her life. Get her the big, colorful 10-piece baking set Kellogg's Corn Flakes is offering. She'll thank you 1,000 times. You bet your boots. Because this baking set is so handy, so useful, it actually makes baking fun. Listen to all you get. The most up-to-date mixing bowl, 4 measuring spoons, all held together so they won't get lost, 4 cookie cutters, and a special bowl scraper. Your eyes will pop when you see the bright, sparkling colors. Sunshine yellows, cherry reds, brilliant greens. They sure will dress up Mom's kitchen. And the mixing bowl is amazing. Made of the newest plastic, so lightweight and flexible, it's easier for Mom or you to handle. Also, absolutely unbreakable. You can even wash it in hottest water. And wait till you see those cookie cutters. Such keen, sharp edges, and such fun. You'll cut cookies to look like hearts, clubs, spades, and diamonds. Mom will thank you, too, for that bowl scraper. Great for beating, scraping, folding. Best of all, you get all 10 pieces of this baking set for less money than the bowl alone would cost. It's a great bargain, and a great way to surprise Mom. Just do this. Send 50 cents on the tops from any 2 boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes to Kellogg's, Box 926, Toronto, Ontario. That's the top from any 2 boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and 50 cents to Kellogg's, Box 926, Toronto. But hurry, these baking sets are going fast.
Escaping from the rocket ship Constellation, Tom Corbett and his friend Harris are betrayed by the first mate, Dawson, who captures them on the mist-shrouded plains of Venus. He is about to blast them with his ray gun when Captain Pickering, the skipper of the Constellation, suddenly appears out of the mist.
What's going on here, Mr. Dawson?
These men tried to jump ship, Captain, the pair we had in the brig, Stevenson and Harris.
Deserters, eh? On the Constellation, we shoot deserters.
That's against space law, Captain Pickering. You're supposed to turn over all captured deserters to the Solar Guard.
I told you once I don't like space lawyers. That still goes.
Let me blast them now, sir. Get rid of them once and for all.
No, Mr. Dawson, put them back aboard. I want them in irons and under double guard until we blast off.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, you space rats, get moving. On the double.
Wait a minute.
Home, I said.
Captain Pickering, don't you want to know how we got out of the brig?
What? Snap your tooth and move.
Ask Dawson how we got out.
He took a bribe from us. He let us out.
He what? Don't listen to them, Skipper. And how did they get out?
Harris, stand by to move. Right.
Maybe they walked through the bulkhead, eh?
Oh, Skipper, I don't know how they did it.
You're responsible for them.
Get ready. You take out Dawson.
Okay. Come on, answer me.
They're lying, Skipper. Honestly, I...
God, give me that. I'll break every bone in your body.
No, Skipper. Let go of my arm.
Now, Harris. Pile in.
Hey, Skipper, look out.
You look out, Dawson.
Why, you little space pup.
You
nothing, Captain.
Oh. Well, that takes care of you. Harris, are you all right?
Be with you in a second, Tom.
Brother, you really plowed him under.
I waited a long time for the chance, Tom. Someone's firing at us. Those are ray gun blasts.
We've been spotted by the crew.
Come on, run for it. We haven't a chance, Tom.
Yes, we have, and a good one. This Venusian mist will cover us in a second.
Hurry, over this way. Wait a minute. You're heading away from the control tower.
I know.
That's where they'll expect us to go. So we'll circle around.
That's a good idea. Hold it, Harris.
What's the matter?
I saw somebody just ahead there in the fog. Down, quick. Hug the ground. He's coming this way.
Shh. Keep low.
He didn't see us. Which way now, Tom?
To the left. Don't run, though.
We're still in range.
We'll give ourselves up to the first solar guard we can find.
Yeah. We can duck those men from the constellation.
Any sign of them, Captain?
Watch it. There's Dawson.
No! Keep pressing, Dawson! Don't let them reach that control tower!
What do we do, Tom? We're cut off.
Don't lose your head. They don't know where we are. Just keep walking.
Mr. Dawson! Here, Captain! Any luck? Not yet, sir. But the men are finding out now. They'll get it. Keep your eyes sealed.
They're drawing a cordon around us, Tom. We're sunk.
We've got to slip through somehow.
Wait a minute. What's that ahead?
Where?
That light. By Jupiter, it's the control tower. We're almost there, Harris. Keep going.
Another 20 yards and we've made it.
Oh, no.
Careful.
It's no use, Harris. They've got us.
With only a few yards to go.
They'll take either of you, and I'll blast.
All right. We know when we're licked.
Okay. Let's have a look at you.
Hey, Tom. Tom, pipe this guy's uniform.
Why? He isn't from the Constellation.
Who said I was?
You're a port guard. You're from the tower.
That's right, and that's where I'm taking you to under arrest.
You'll take us to the port commander?
This minute. Now march.
Harris, we've made it.
Aye. When you explain everything to the port commander, our troubles are over.
Oh, can't you walk any faster, guard? We're in a hurry.
You bet we are.
The two people under arrest, you look mighty pleased with yourself. Well, I guess it takes all kinds to make a universe.
It sure does. And it looks like we're the lucky kind.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett and the Space Cadets on Thursday, when the meeting with the port commander suddenly takes a sudden deadly turn, and Tom is sent back aboard the Constellation, headed for deep space. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, also appears in the comic sections of many of Canada's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. The whole day starts out better when breakfast is fun. And one way to make breakfast fun is to have a different cereal every morning. How? That's easy. Easy for Mom, too. Ask her to get Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's Variety Pack is an assortment of cereals. 10 individual size boxes in one handy carton. And each individual box holds exactly one generous serving of a favorite Kellogg cereal. Yes, in Kellogg's Variety, they're all favorite cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, and the new favorite Kellogg's Corn Pops, to mention just four. And each serving stays extra crisp and fresh because it's in its own individual package. So just for fun, make breakfast fun. Ask Mom to get Canada's only cereal assortment, Kellogg's Variety Pack.